Hi guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. I'm your host, Charles Giuliani. Just had David Icke on as our guest, and as always, an hour is just never enough. There was so much more to talk about, so many more questions I wanted to ask. But it was good, though. He gave an overall summary of, where he sees things. And folks, there's people all over the world that are waking up to this. They're finding the same things out. I get emails all the time from, people in Australia, people, listeners who hear the show. But I got one from South Korea recently. They're all coming to the same conclusion. They're recognizing the same things that we're talking about here on RBN, that they're seeing their leaders selling out, that they're part of this interlocking happy little network that they've got set up. And they've pulled this off, guys, because they've lulled us to sleep for decades on end. They kept us busy, occupied with soap operas and football games and Big Macs and shopping sprees. And they allowed, the economies of the major nations in the world, the first world nations, they've allowed the economies to flourish somewhat, relatively speaking, to help facilitate that, to lull us into that false sense of security. The prosperous decades in this country back in the, 40s, 50s, 60s, were allowed just so that we would think everything is fine and dandy. Of course, all the while that they lulled us into that false sense of security. They were lying us into multiple wars, but they had us fooled that it was a necessary evil because of the expansion of the Soviet Union around the globe, which of course wasn't going on at all. It was the U.S., or should I say the globalists using the U.S. that was expanding around the world. But in any case, people didn't see any problem. They may not have liked the wars, particularly the Vietnam War, but, they were oblivious to the fact that they were getting sold out right here, that problems were, arising right here with their leaders, setting up this global system. They didn't see the big picture. They didn't like the war, and they recognized that as corruption, but they didn't understand what was really lying behind all of this, this conspiracy for world government. Well, here you go. Can't deny it now. It's very obvious, painfully obvious, as David Icke was talking. And it doesn't emanate from here. It emanates, like he said, from primarily from Europe. There's people here that are playing a major role in it, but they're basically following orders. The shots are being called by the European international financiers. The little Bilderberger meetings is where most of these decisions are made. And it just trickles on down from there. So, Wall Street happens to be calling the shots here, but only in line with the initial shots being called over there. And, I marvel. I've mentioned this before, on paltalk.com, a chat forum I hang out on a lot. There's a room there called, Europe, the land of the very free. And I've been in there several times, and I have to laugh because you hear these Europeans laughing at how dumb and gullible the American people are, and they let their leaders push them around, but we don't. We're so alert over here. We know what's going on. It's unbelievable. That's where it all starts. I mean, they've got their European Union already. They're way ahead of us as far as being controlled completely by the globalists. They're way ahead of us. We don't have our North American Union here yet, and we can still stop it. I mean, they can stop it too, of course, even though it's already in place. They can reverse that. But, they've gone further down that rat hole than we have. But, of course, we've been more dumbed down than they have. They have to dumb us down more here because they're using us here more than over there to advance this system worldwide, using our military, for example. But that is changing, guys. People are waking up. We got to keep this going. Wake your friends, your family, your neighbors. We might not have forums like this much longer on the internet to exchange information. So it's going to be left up to individuals like us to wake people up. All right, guys, short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. Got a caller on the line. Actually, it's Don calling back from Ohio. Before I go to him, let me just mention this quick important announcement here, guys. Herbal Healer Academy is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners, as well as a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, information newsletters, and informative newsletters, that is, and information on our ongoing research on natural health. So, guys, go check them out. Visit www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has, again, a huge variety of natural products. And they've got many different specials, so go check them out. Again, that's www.herbalhealer.com. Let them know that you're an RBN listener, and they'll send you your free packet of materials. It's something, actually, I'm going to be checking out myself. All right, guys, let's go back to Don, who had called in right at the end of the last hour, talking with David Icke. Welcome back, Don.
Thanks. I heard your invitation after I had already hung up.
Yeah, I just heard a click. I'm like, oh, no.
I listened. It was a great interview, by the way. Congratulations.
Yeah, I wish he was on for the whole 2 hours. It was too bad. But, yeah, he's an interesting guy. I really have to credit him for sending me off on my 9-11 tangent. You know, that was the first book I read on the subject, and it's what alerted me to just how crazy, how bad the whole story was. I didn't realize that they had left so many. And, of course, after reading his book, I launched deeper, and I found out, you know, it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. A lot more stuff has come out since then. But Dave was, you know, his book was the first one that had come out on the subject, and it just, you know, it blew me away.
Well, he's actually pioneered many of the very controversial topics out there that really reveal what's going on, and he's taken a lot of flack for it, and it's really our duty to stand up for what he's doing, because he knows his subjects very well, and he's researched them thoroughly.
Oh, yeah, he's no dummy. And like me, too, he's got an interest in ancient history, anomalies, and, you know, he talks about Earth impacts in the past, or, you know, axis tilts and so forth. So that's another whole subject I could have him on again to talk about. You know, he's got a lot of different areas he's branched off into.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is all stuff that's suppressed, of course. You know, this stuff is not discussed at all. It's amazing that you can get a degree and economics, and you'll never know. You'll never be told that the Federal Reserve is a private-owned, private-run, for-profit corporation. You know, your banking industry. You'll never know if you get a degree in a PhD in broadcasting. You know, that the media is controlled and owned by just, you know, what is it now, four? Used to be six.
Yeah.
Used to be 20 back in 1980. Now it's down to like four major corporations. The consolidation of control here is just, it's shocking.
Well, we just have to awaken to the fact that that's their plan, and it's only going to serve those that are going to pay attention to what they want us to pay attention to.
Yeah. You know, whenever you've got experts, quote-unquote, trying to hem in your thinking, you know, to box you in and don't trespass beyond these barriers that we have set for you, you know, that makes me want to do it all the more. And people got to recognize this goes on in every field of study at the highest levels of academia. They don't want you looking into things beyond the confines that they've set. You know, if it's not in the textbook, it's not worth knowing. I mean, this is the philosophy that permeated all during the Dark Ages. This is what kept people in ignorance, why people believed that you couldn't sail too far out to sea, you'd float off the edge of the earth. You know, sea monsters would devour you, whatever, on and on and on. And here it is today. It's the same thing. It's no different. Folks, you have to go outside the box. You have to think beyond those confines. Venture out to see beyond the forbidden zone to see that there's a whole world out there to be discovered. They don't want you to discover that. They want to control you. Man, I can't believe it. We are in the Dark Ages all over again. You know, we're not much better off, really. Than people back then. You might not have people being burned at the stake right now for questioning certain things, but stick around. That's coming.
Or it'll be transmuted into a laser beam.
Yeah. Jeez, what a mess, I tell you. But anyway, hey, if you want, remind me, send me an email later, and I'll forward his email off to you.
Okay.
The one, yeah. I got is actually a more direct one, I believe, than what's on his website.
Yeah, I've had a couple of people, other talk show hosts, have sent some of my writings to him in the hope that he would publish some of these things, and I imagine he'll get around to it. You know, after you.
Oh
get
yeah, I mean, he must get thousands of emails a day.
Oh, he's very much in demand. You know, he's doing quite a bit of interviews right now. You know, while he's here in the States.
Yeah,
he's got.
I was lucky to. I was lucky to get the hour that I got from him because, like I said, this was booked. It was either late October or early November. His secretary, you know, got back to me, and this was the first day that he had a free hour like this in the past several months.
Yeah, he's a busy man and very popular. He's going to be doing another one of these 7-hour marathons, too, which which he documents on DVD, where he basically reveals all his new research and sort of ties everything together to bring about the awareness of what's going on. Many of the topics are difficult for people to grasp, of course, because they're still caught up in this belief system. And those in the know understand that we have these terms like politically correct or politically incorrect. But what do you see? You know, there's a dichotomy there that what is not politically correct is sort of the opposite of what the politicians do anyway. I mean, where is their correctness in what they do?
Well, I always said that, you know, if you think contrary to what the mainstream anything tells you, you know, mainstream historians, mainstream political scientists, mainstream, televangelists, whatever, if you think totally opposite of what they're telling you, then you're on the right track.
Yes.
That's just how Orwellian this world has gone.
I thought I would mention to you, since you were gracious enough to give me a little bit of your airtime here, that I sat down and composed a letter to Fox News at the feedback at Fox News address, and I basically chewed them out for what they did to Ron Paul, and I mysteriously got some emails from some other people who were doing the same thing, and I want to encourage your listeners to write to them and tell them how you feel about Dr. Paul's exclusion from the New Hampshire debate.
How long ago did you send it?
Well, I sent it this morning. I was out of town for a couple of days, and
because I was going to ask if you ever heard back from him. I doubt it. I doubt you'll ever.
Or
you'll probably get some automated response or something.
Yeah, we are going to publish this on the website, on the bbsradio.com website, on the news page, and I may get this out into some newspapers, because it was pretty scathing, and it basically points out how controlled they are, and I alluded to the fact that I'm aware of who's...
Actually, I think Bill O'Reilly will probably recognize that your points are important, and he'll want to have you come on the show and voice them for all Americans to hear.
For all of 45 seconds, I'm
sure. Yeah, he'll have you on, all right. Shut up! Get off my show! You're unpatriotic! You're un-American! He wouldn't give you two words edgewise.
Well, I'll forward you a copy of it. I think you'll find it rather interesting, and there's even a bit of humor in it, because it's very honest and open and direct. And the importance of us doing that, and I basically told them, I don't subscribe to any of the products or services that their advertisers are selling, so it's of no consequence to me whether or not they're advertising.
You think they'll even read it? I think you have to open any email you send to them with, I love George Bush, I love this war that we're fighting, or else they weren't even going to read it, you know.
Well, I left it pretty simple. It was basically a to whom it may, but probably doesn't concern. And then I just went on from there.
Interesting.
At least we have to let these people know that we see through their game. We know that they're a propaganda machine. We know that they're controlled by four corporations. And if we say anything, we should at least point the truth out and let them know that we know the truth. You know, I made a particular statement in reference to William Kristol's affiliation with the Weekly Standard. They have him on virtually every political talk show, and I felt
Mr.
that
Pienaar himself.
Yeah, that they were undermining his credibility, because he had a more important work in the Project for a New American Century, and its relationship to 9/11 and the war on terror. Why don't they espouse that with his credentials?
The new Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
All right, Don, did you have anything more? Did you want to stick around? Or?
Well, that's up to you, Charlie. I mean, there's some interesting news coming out in some other arenas.
Well, sure. All right, hold on. I was planning on having Dave on for the 2 hours. I didn't realize it was just on for the first. So, yeah, might as well. We'll wrap.
Okay.
All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Don in Ohio on the line. Actually, we've got a couple callers here, too, Don. We might as well take them. We can get a roundtable discussion going here.
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, we got, let's go first to John in Tennessee. Welcome, John.
Charles, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a guest on. This call may be off topic.
No, that's fine. Don actually is a caller as well. He's not, you know, a guest per se. He's kind of becoming a guest.
Well, let me fill you in on what's going on here in Nashville. Naturally,
sure.
Those of us that care watched the debate Saturday night and seen the repeat yesterday. And we've seen that Ron Paul actually done a tremendous job, and yet
as always,
so-called top-tier candidates with snide remarks and rolling guys and interruptions and whatnot. I called into a radio show today.
Well, you know, it looks like Pretty Boy Obama there, Mr. I Love IPAC too, is pulling ahead of Shillery Hillary.
Well, and that's true, but when I called into this radio station today, there was a caller that called in support of Dr. Paul. And he said, basically, when you look at Thompson and you look at Giuliani and McCain and the others, the attitude that they took, rather than hearing someone and listening with respect and disagreeing, you know, agreeing to be in disagreement, he said basically that you could look into the souls of these men. And I called to agree. Something really strange happens here. There's two of us in Nashville that when we call in, and you can't hear this when it's coming out over the air, But the minute they pick up and connect with our phone call, and I believe in order to make you look foolish, they crank up some bumper music that they normally play going in and out of the breaks. You can't hear it over the air, so you're totally distracted as a caller. And they do it intentionally to make you...
That's not too obvious now,
well,
is it?
It's not. To anyone that's listening on the radio, you can't hear it. But because there are a few of us that are connected, during the show, we email and we're personal friends. I'm telling, there's one guy, I said, did you hear the bells they're giving you when you're on the air? You know, like a hotel desk bell. He'll say, no, I didn't hear it on the phone. And then I'll call him and I'll say, well, did you hear the bumper music? He says, no, there was nothing in the background except you. And you sounded like you were drunk because you're distracted, you know. So,
yeah.
Dr. Paul has these people scared to death. He really,
oh, absolutely.
He really does. And I think that New Hampshire may be a not-so-rude awakening, a wonderful awakening, if America sees support come for this man in New Hampshire and we see this snowball gain momentum and size. I really.
The more they play this game, I mean, they're just cutting their own throats because people are just waking up exponentially all the more. It's like NIST, you know? They should have just shut their mouths. The fact that they came out with that 10,000-page BS report, that bogus report on the collapse of the towers, has done more for the cause of exposing 9/11 as an inside job than anybody who's been a detractor against the official story. You know what I mean? They've served the cause better than...
Charles, since you brought that up, let me bring something to your attention, and maybe you can get a hold of Dave Von Kleist and let him look into it. But in his movie, In Plain Sight, there was a woman, if you've seen it, that walked by smoking a cigarette, and she said twice, that was not American Airlines. Do you recall
that? Oh, sure, yeah. That was on Fox.
Okay, now here's my question. I watched the collapse of the bridge in Minneapolis-St. Paul, and anyone that has seen that videotape sees a woman walk through the field of view twice, actually running. It would be interesting, and I know it's a long shot, but if there was any way to put a closer examination to the video and see if it's possible that this might have been the same woman. I know it sounds far out, but if it is...
The same woman as who again?
As the one that was in New York saying that was not American Airlines.
Yeah, I mean her as being the same as who?
If it's the same, if it's a possibility that it was the same woman that walked through the field of view during the bridge collapse in Minneapolis-St. Paul, if you've seen video from the...
Oh, okay.
Ooh. You recall that?
Yeah. Don, you still with us? What do you think of that?
Yes, I am. In fact, I said that collapse of the bridge looked to me to be some sort of a pulse weapon used either.
Oh,
in the
this, that
or...
thing has so many fingerprints all over.
Well,
there's no question.
If there's any way that it can be proven, or even, you know, reasonably proven, that this was the same woman.
They had been, quote, inspecting that bridge, like the day before.
Well, they had actually been doing construction on it, and then
inspected it the day before.
Well, it's funny because they were doing some work in the trade towers, too, you know? I mean, so if someone has the ability, I don't. I'm not that computer savvy. But if someone can enlarge the photo, slow it down, do a frame-by-frame inspection... I know it sounds far out, but, you know, pretty strange things have happened here in the last 7 or 8 years.
That's what they want us to believe. Rick Siegel's video, and I've mentioned this before, even on Charlie's show.
That's excellent.
911 eyewitness. He shows the close-ups of the helicopters, and you see what appears to be some sort of a pulse weapon or particle beam weapon.
Oh, yeah,
you're
sure.
From one of the helicopters.
I'll be back in just 1 minute, okay?
Sure. I think he was on a highway.
Oh.
But, yeah, you can clearly see, as the helicopter goes by, it's shooting out some kind of a powerful white emanation of light, whatever the heck that is. Okay, guys, short break. Stick with us and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Hey guys, back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. Boy, the phones are ringing off the hook today. John in Tennessee, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Let me give you
two quick. I got a couple more callers, so
okay,
yeah, go ahead quick.
Two quick quotes. They're one sentence quotes. First one's from Ezra Pound. Okay, genius is the capacity to see 10 things where the ordinary man sees one. And we see what they did to him, they locked him up. The other one is from Aldous Huxley. Facts do not cease to exist because they are ignored. And I think people are waking up.
Oh, they are. Absolutely.
Thank you, Charles.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to, let's see, we got Chad in Alaska. Been waiting patiently there for a while. Go ahead, Chad. Sorry for the wait.
I've been listening to the conversation here. Something crossed my mind and it relates to the dynamics that are that have been occurring in our culture, and something that stands out as prominent to me is the way our past history of individualism and individual efforts and thinking has been replaced by socialism and group thinking. I mean, everywhere I look, whether in media, corporations, government, they're just all packed with socialists. And in education and in all these other institutions, you're taught to think as a group and for the group. And being not a team player and you get fired or distanced. But really, individualism is the source of all ingenuity and inventiveness and new ideas and new ways of thinking. And I see
I had a professor in college. I was, amongst other things, an education major. And the head of the education department pulled me aside one day and, you know, I was making some comments in one of the classes she was teaching, and, you know, she didn't like it. I was just supposed to shut up and absorb like a sponge everything she was saying, but I wasn't doing that, and I wasn't going to let her get away with deceiving what was mostly young, impressionable minds in the class. You know, I happened to be a little older. I'd done some studying, and I knew what she was pawning off on us was pure crap. So she called me aside after class one day, and she's like, you know, you got to realize something. If you're going to be teaching in the American education system, you got to learn how to be a team player. You're not a team player.
Exactly.
I says, you're right, I'm not. And I says, maybe there isn't a future for me. And of course there wasn't. Maybe there isn't a future for me in teaching. I says, because being a team player today means you got to kiss behind, and I'm not going to kiss behind. I says, apparently you've learned to do that, haven't you? You know, she didn't say a word to me about it again after that until graduation day, about a year later. She come up to me, shook my hand, congratulated me, and she says, you know, you were right. You know, I'm ashamed of myself but to tell you this, but she says, you're right. I don't like what's going on, and I'm forced against my conscience to teach things to these young kids that I do not agree with, but I don't have a choice. This is my job. This is what I've always been doing. I can't do anything else. I'm looking forward to a retirement in a few years, and I can't wait, she says, to leave this. I hate what I'm doing. She actually said that.
Yeah, I mean, you see this in the politics with the debates with Ron Paul. You know, he's not a team player like the rest of them. He thinks for himself, and you see this in all the analysis in the media and the mindless reporting, and you see this in the population, how they just passively accept everything because they're just conditioned not to be an individual anymore. They think, well, if that's what's being reported, that's what the group at large thinks, and that's the way it's going to go. I think it's really, the way socialism has crept into all the institutions, it's just created a stagnant mindset. You know, we're not inventing everything. I mean, really, almost all the great inventions we've had occurred in the late 1800s and early 1900s. I mean, since then, we've just kind of slowly improved upon things, but we really haven't had any, you know, great individual thinkers that have been inventing great. I mean, we still got them.
Oh, yeah, there's no room for it. That's just the whole point, you know. They've got you all hemmed in, and they want you to think that there's basically nothing else to discover, or leave that up to the experts if there's anything to be discovered. But you petty little people, you can't possibly improve on anything we've developed or discovered or laid out for you. It's all there. Just come to our educational systems, pay out the big money, and we'll tell you everything there is to know. Anything to add to that, Don?
Well, the caller is very accurate in what he's saying. What he's talking about is the suppression of knowledge, and I would add to it that you know, they're acknowledging these inventions. They're just using them for nefarious purposes to be used against us.
Yeah, and my main point is that socialism really destroys, what individuals are really capable of in this world.
Yeah, the blueprint is already there, and they used it before and during World War One, and in between World War One and World War Two, and, of course, during World War Two. It's the same Stalin, Leninist mindset, the duplicity and the doublespeak. Say one thing.
Yeah, all that changes is the names, dates, and places, but it's the same game they keep playing.
It's the same thing. They're not inventing anything new with this. They're following the same blueprint because it worked then.
Chad, anything more, Chad? I got another caller waiting.
Yeah, no. Thanks a lot.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for the call. Before we go to the next call, I just wanted to mention this. I'm looking at some headlines for today. I just saw this one. U.S. says Iranian gunboats harassed warships. they're just relentless, aren't they? They just don't give up. Now, of course, that's pure grade A, FDA stamped and approved, 100% BS. But, you know, even if there was any truth to it, it would just be in response to the years, and I mean years, this stuff began shortly after the Iraq War broke out, years of incursions they've been launching over the border into Iran, deliberately trying to tick them off to get them to counterattack so they can, you know, just like the Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, this is so pathetically disgusting. But what disgusts me more is that, you know, there are people out there that are going to read this and actually buy it. Mm-hmm. You know, just like the graduating class of Al-Qaeda back in June. Or yesterday, or was it yesterday's report about the
Bush better not come to the Middle East or we will take him out. Al-Qaeda, yes, I am the former head of the ADL. I am actually a Jew disguised as an Arab, and I will kill your president if he comes over here.
Oh, please, knock it off. Anyway, let's go to Mike in PA. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hello, Charles. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Okay. Greetings, truth seekers, from No Permit Mike. Say, a little backtracking here on the on that poll they had in Iowa the other day there with Mr. Obama winning.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it seems as though NPR, National Puke Radio, was putting out about 3 days before that dog and pony show event that was a majority of white people up there in Iowa, and it pretty much is. If you've ever been up there, there's a Masonic lodge on every street corner up there. They're sorely – well, they did a major stand down to let that black boy win, so just wanted to pull that out of the hat.
The proper pronunciation is I-O-U. Anyway.
Yeah. The reason is they're steeped in Jewish witchcraft up there with, like I said, a Masonic lodge on every street corner. I mean, Iowa is super bad. I mean, it's nothing but a bunch of old fart Masons. Anyhow, I really wanted to see Rabbi Huckstrebee get elected, but he kind of didn't. So,
Rabbi. Obama is, one of his studying rabbinical students there. I mean, he's not far behind him. They all are.
Yeah, they'll pretty much lick up to they have to. And, one of the definitions of a rabbi is a saintness wearing a Moses mask.
Yeah.
Back to Mr. Ike.
There actually are some decent ones out there that don't go by the Kabbalah or the Talmud. You know, they reject Zionism.
Yeah, the Babylonian Talmud. Well.
The ones that get spit on by the Zionists. Do you ever see those Google videos? It's so disgusting.
But then again, let's not forget the words of Christ Jesus himself, call no man rabbi. We heard Mr. David Icke on that... Coast to Coast, the propaganda arm for the alphabet soup agencies. With Mr. Art Bell, Mr. 33rd degree Mason himself.
Is he a 33rd? I didn't know that.
Dude, big time, dude.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons that old fart got off the air, because he couldn't push his propaganda that it was 1980.
That explains what?
That it was 19 Arabs with box cutters, because he still pushes that propaganda to this day. And
like Nori. You got to respect Nori. He's
only a tiny bit, because he does lick the bottom of the boots, too, because that's the only way he's going to stay on there. Charles, they're not going to let him stay on there unless he goes along with the plan.
But he is giving a voice to people who, you know, expose 9/11. You got to give him credit there.
He's playing good cop, bad cop, Charles.
Yeah.
And a little back towards...
I'll tell you one thing, and this is how this goes. You know, they will on occasion allow that, but, you know, you're not going to be able to bring in things like Zionism involvement. You know, they'll let you pin it all on Bush. They love that, because that's part of their little diversion tactic, too.
Sure, a fall guy, Charles, a fall guy. Well, a little bit back to Mr. Icke. On this network here yesterday, we had a man on by the name of Wynn Parker, and he was speaking of a little bit with what Mr. Icke has to say with the reptilians and the endemic human race here. He was quoting from Genesis 9 yesterday, where the two brothers had a cloak over their shoulders, and they covered the nakedness of their father, Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and what Mr. Wynn Parker was saying, that he read the Sumerian text, and Ham seen the scales on his father and ran and told his brother. Okay, you can Charles, you can check it out yourself. That was yesterday's program with Wynn Parker, so. And, Charles, have
hey,
you...
Hey, nobody beats John Hagee, though.
Rabbi Hagee, big time Rabbi
Hagee. Yeah, he's a rabbi too, but have you heard his latest? He's got a book out now.
In this book, I point out that Jesus was not the Messiah. He never claimed to be the Messiah, and that it's not Israel's fault that they sent him to the cross. Israel cannot be blamed for this because he never made it clear that he was the Messiah. They can't be condemned.
Here's a guy who claims to be a Christian minister, and he's telling people Jesus wasn't the Messiah. Oh, boy, you've got to be real dumb.
Rabbi Hagee licks Talmudic Jew
Oh,
very
yeah.
Well.
In
oh,
fact, well. The IPAC conference this year, when is it? It's coming up soon, isn't it? I imagine he's going to be their key speaker again. I got to catch that. Last year's was just an encore performance.
And Charles, one more thing I'll let you go.
They had to call some paramedics in to remove his head from the hind parts of IPAC. It was stuck up there really bad.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah, Rabbi Hagee, he's in there. He's in bed with them. And, Charles, you've done a lot of reading, and I know you have, and you're quite learned there. But have you ever read Flavius Josephus?
Oh, sure.
Okay, and have you ever read at the beginning of the book here, The Life of Flavius Josephus?
Not that section, no.
Okay,
I was more interested
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, take the time out and read that section. And if half of that is true... the original Christian people were a lot more fighters than the world would have you to believe. But, gentlemen...
Oh, sure. They weren't mamby-pamby, that's for sure.
Oh, that's for a fact. Hey, Don, it's good to hear you, mister.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Okay, very good. I'm going to leave you boys alone, and Hedda, just get those things out.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Appreciate
the call. All right, I forgot where we left off now. We didn't take Mike in Pennsylvania yet, did we? I don't think so. Mike, are you there?
I thought that
was
that
Mike.
Okay,
that was him. Yeah. I lost track. All right, don't mind me. I didn't get enough sleep last night. Anyway, so, Don, what were you going to say something?
Well, with the short amount of time that's left, I just wanted to draw attention to some research that's coming out. This is actually a compilation of research from various contributors, and we go back to Mr. Christopher Story. We have been pointing out that there is a web of financial corruption related to identity theft, and we're talking about Social Security numbers, birth dates, the actual physical theft that's been documented from, let's say, about 2005 to 2007 of millions of personal information, both here in the United States as well as in the United Kingdom. And Christopher sort of compiled an alphabetical list. It's mind-blowing. In fact, I encourage anyone to go to worldreports.org and read his latest posting about this concerted effort to data mine private information and work it into the money laundering activities, much of which is offshore pure trust accounts as well as real estate transactions. And Christopher finally took a look at this. I had sent him some information, and I know some other American researchers have done the same thing, and what's remarkable to him is that it all fits together in a nice puzzle, paints a picture. And so he reported this and detailed a lot of the specifics. And it's worth looking into, because if you want to know if a company that you are doing business with, either purchasing a product or a service through them, you need to know that they have undermined your personal information and gotten it out to...
You know, the time's come. We really got to stop boycotting all of these big Fortune 500 companies, because they're all involved in this sellout. They really are. There's no exceptions anymore. All the big companies. You know, people say buy American. What is American anymore? All these big companies are not American, and their base of operation is overseas anyway. I mean, they're traders, even if they were operating here. Most of them are Oh, man, go download any number of documentaries on you know, corporations. There's tons of them out there, folks. If you're not familiar with this, educate yourself. These big corporations are enemies of this country. They're the ones that are funding these phony administrations like this one and selling out our economy, tearing it to absolute shreds. I mean, look at, you know, the big oil companies. Look at how much money, all the while the rest of the country is being driven into poverty, losing their homes with these mortgage foreclosures, and yet you look at their stock portfolio, it's absolutely astonishing. The economy isn't going down because there's a lack of money floating around. There's more money floating around than ever before. It's just all hoarded in a few hands. Anyway, we got Ron in New Jersey calling in. I guess Ron got a hold. We'll have to break. Stick with us. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
All right, guys. Back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got time for one last caller. We got Ron in New Jersey. Are you there, Ron?
How you doing?
Yeah, welcome.
How you guys doing?
Great, thank
Listen,
you.
I have a question.
Sure.
I've been hearing some things about Henry Paulson being shot and killed.
Yeah. In fact, we got Don on. He's the guy to talk to about that.
Okay.
Well, we're still trying to determine the validity of the statement. Contrary to what has been reported on some other shows, Mr. Paulson did not appear in a press conference in the Rose Garden. There was some film footage shown on a couple of networks with him sitting next to the president, and but he did not utter anything in that interview, and he's supposed to speak at...
Okay, hold on. You know what? I don't know if this is going over the air, but I'm hearing... Oh, sorry about that. Never mind. I was hearing some stuff in the background. I forgot. It's on my end. It's not...
Okay.
Forget it. Go ahead.
He's supposed to also give a speech at the Westin Hotel in New York City at 2 p.m. today. That's Eastern Time.
Okay.
So it would be interesting to see if Charlie McCarthy is there or the real Henry Paulson.
Wow. Okay, I heard also that there's a hit list and that Bhutto was part of that list.
Most likely that's correct. There are at least 127 people on this list, and it's been reported as recently as this past Saturday that the hits are continuing around the world.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Okay, I just wondered if you guys heard anything.
Well, that was definitely a hit, no question about it. You know, there's... Even before the problems started emerging with the official story of it and, you know, the fact that they rushed her into the grave without an autopsy. I mean, the fact that she was popular among the people, you know, her father was assassinated, her brother was assassinated. I mean, come on. That's got JFK written all over it.
Well, interestingly, this morning I received an email that refers to electromagnetic wounds, which are invisible to the naked eye but can be seen in CAT scans or MRIs, and evidently she was targeted with such a weapon.
So,
wow.
Give you an idea who was behind it.
Okay.
Well, and, you know, she was poised to meet with U.S. officials, State Department officials, I believe, to talk about the upcoming rigged election that she heard was, you know, being planned over there.
Yes.
They don't want attention to that kind of thing.
Condi Rice convinced her to go back to...
Pakistan have that the powers to be would want?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, we can write the CIA off. We know that they don't do things like that.
That's
all they do.
Have that the powers to be would want.
Well, maybe to keep martial law going, maybe just to produce a bit more chaos. Doesn't seem to be enough going around.
You're right about that. Okay, jeez. I appreciate it, gentlemen. You gentlemen have a blessed day.
You too.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the call. Thanks for hanging around there, Don. It was great talking with you.
No problem. Checked in the mail, right?
Yeah, right. There you go.
All right,
okay, guys, thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We've got another great guest coming on tomorrow. We're going to be talking about Blackwater. You don't want to miss that. We'll see you then. Take care.
Since 1988,